So two women were talking in the Easter season. Lent was over. They were talking about what they did for Lent. It was Susie and Annie. Susie says, "So what did you do for Lent?" Annie says, "Well, I tried to give up chocolate each day. Every now and then I kind of gave in. And I tried to pray a few extra prayers for my grandchildren." Susie says, "That's all you did? I prayed a half an hour each day. I gave up sweets every single day, Sundays too. And I went to the cathedral once a week for the special novena. It was tough, but I did it all." Which one had a better Lent? All of our Lenten practices are meant to increase us in love. The two greatest commandments, the greatest commandment actually is just two parts: to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, to love our neighbor as ourself. That's worth more than any sacrifice or offering. It's worth more than any Lenten practice. Annie might have not done as much heavy lifting during Lent, but she may be filled with more love and more of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Peace, kindness, gentleness, goodness, self-control. And Susie, even though she did a lot more heavy lifting in terms of her penance, well, she scoffed at someone who did something different than her. Is that the fruit of love? Is that the fruit of joy right there? Or something else? As we continue our Lent, may the Holy Spirit direct us that all of our Lenten prayer, fasting, and almsgiving might only lead us to more love, to live out the greatest commandment, to love the Lord our God, and to love our neighbor as ourselves.